I'm reading from the Climate Legal Defense Fund blog dated October 17, 2019. And the story is, here's how science has suffered during the first 1,000 days of Trump. And they've compiled various data points as showing what Trump has done to science. They maintain a website called Silencing Science Tracker, along with the Columbia Law School. And so they're cataloging government efforts to restrict science, misrepresent science. The first thing I'm looking at here is a pie chart showing which agencies are most guilty. And the EPA with 23% is high. The White House itself is high with 14%. And then there are others on there. Some say the federal treatment of science and research has reached a crisis point. And so we have such things as Trump's doctoring of the hurricane maps and his broadly dismantling federal scientific advisory boards. Now, some of these advisory boards, which are not, they're not made of government employees, but they're made of scientists who study the field that they're involved in. And he's dismantled a lot of those. One group of those decided to publish their own assessment of the current state of the research. Government scientists are often prohibited from speaking in public. What they do put together is edited and suppressed. The scientific research is ignored. And this is not sound policy making. This will hurt our country in the long run. And I'll put the link to this particular article in the show notes. Thank you very much.